Today's Words of Wisdom, Simplify Life, A Way to Improve Our Spiritual Practice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. An internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Qinghai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the planet and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai has been urgently raising awareness on the threats of climate change, with a steadfast determination that planetary destruction must be stopped before it is too late. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, she has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Qinghai sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings now and to come. In late 2010, at the invitation of Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources, Supreme Master Qinghai arrived in Cancun, Mexico, to offer her support through prayers as well as her gentle presence for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP16, and its crucial mission of forging an international treaty to curb global warming and protect the world's citizens. During the course of the Climate Change Summit, some of the attending dignitaries who had the chance to speak with Supreme Master Qinghai included the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe Calderon, Moldovan Minister of Environment and Natural Resources, Jorge Salaru, Togo's national focal point to the UNFCCC Ambassador, Komi Tomieba, Head of the Climate Change Department at the Egyptian Environmental Affairs Agency, Dr. Azet Louis Hanala Ajibi, Ugandan Environment Minister, Her Excellency Jessica Erio, and Peru's Environment Minister, Dr. Antonio Jose Brack-Egg. Furthermore, while in Cancun, Supreme Master Qinghai granted a number of interviews to print, radio, and television representatives of the Mexican media. She was also invited as the guest of honor for the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by the mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the charity campaign by Cancun's Lady Mayoress and President of the Social Welfare Agency for the city's Benito Juarez Borough, Patty Meneses de Hernandez, as well as a press conference with members of the media. Following Supreme Master Qinghai's example of true love in action, our association members from over 10 countries arrived in Cancun to distribute leaflets and promote the organic vegan diet as the single most effective solution to climate change. Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai often met with our association members to answer questions and shared her wisdom. We now invite you to join us for Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion with our association members entitled Simplify Life, A Way to Improve Our Spiritual Practice, given in Cancun, Mexico, on December 15, 2010.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
There's no harm in wearing elegant clothes which they already have, or staying in the social status that they already used to. It's no harm. But if they are spiritually elevated, then, wow, lucky people.
Dice que no tiene nada de malo que ellos se vistan elegante. que no hay nada de malo en ello, pero que si ellos tuvieran algo espiritual sería muchísimo mejor para ellos.
But we try to simplify life. Huh? When you go out with a certain people or group, then of course you dress up. Save one or two dress for that occasion, and the rest just simple.
Dice que tratemos de estar sencillos, simple, pero que tengamos siempre dos prendas buenas para cuando tengamos que ir a algún lugar porque tenemos que lucir bien.
Just now, I passed by the beach shop, you know, where they sell this kind of gaga thing. Yes. I said to my driver, oh, I don't need any attendant. If I need clothes, I just go here and buy. It's so simple, easy.
La maestra acaba de pasar por la casa que está, la tienda que está cerca a la plaza de la playa, y ella vio toda esa ropa allí, y ella le dijo a la persona que la atiende a ella, que ella no necesita una persona que la atienda, ella simplemente para en la tienda y compra su ropa.
Yeah. At home, I don't need, I wash my own clothes, I take care of myself.
En casa ella no necesita que le lave la ropa, ella se cuida ella sola.
The attendants are only for dogs and birds, actually.
Las personas que atienden son solo para los perros y los pájaros.
Really like that.
Es realmente así.
Okay. Now, the more simple, the more you will feel better. The more you meditate, the more you will feel very elevated, very light. Yes.
Entre más más simple estén, mejor se van a sentir. Entre más mediten, más se van a elevar.
How old is the retirement age in Mexico?
¿A qué edad se retiran en México?
65. 65? I go to another country. 60, 60. 60, right? 60. Yeah.
66.
60.
60. If you work 30 years, it's enough.
30 years enough. It's very humane.
It's for years of work, uh-huh. Not for age.
Oh, for years of work. Okay. That's very fair. Very fair. Yes. In Europe, some countries, they're rising now up to, normally 60, rise to 62 now because of economic problems.
En Europa antes tenían hasta los 60, ahora llegan hasta los 62 por los problemas económicos.
Normally, if I don't have, all the work, then I don't really need to work, actually. Yeah.
Normalmente, si no tengo nada más que hacer, yo no tengo realmente necesidad de trabajar.
Hey, never mind. We okay now? Simplify life. Even before, when you first initiated, or before your initiation, if I told you just fruit and cold food, simple, you will run away.
No tenemos necesidad de complicarnos. Podemos tener una vida sencilla, cocinar simple, no hay necesidad.
But now, you accept very easily, right?
Yeah.
So just do that. Yes.
Ahora ustedes lo aceptan fácilmente, ¿cierto?
Still, if a newcomer, they like to live still in the cooking system, then it's all right with us, yeah? As long as no animals product.
Y pues vienen nuevos productos y mientras no haya nada que venga de un animal, todo está bien.
Even if you still like to eat rice, then just cook rice only, and the rest you just eat cold with it, yeah? Tofu can eat like that with rice, raw vegetable. You slide and eat with rice and a little soy sauce is very good already. There are a lot of people who don't have food, okay? Remember that and do not complain.
Dice que si nos gusta comer arroz y lo queremos preparar, podemos prepararlo y comérnoslo frío. Podemos comer el tofu tal como está, ponerle un poquito de sal y ya. Dice que hay mucha gente en el mundo aguantando hambre.
We do not discover all the properties of the fruits yet, but actually some already discover, and they say, for example, one tomato contains thousands of nutritious elements in there.
El tomate tiene miles de nutrientes, de elementos de nutrientes para nuestro cuerpo.
I don't remember all the fruits, okay, so please don't just eat tomatoes. And then if you look like one, don't blame me. Yes. If we don't have to work for the world, we will be the most contented group. And no personality conflict, because no rushing to work and no organizing to do this and that and no trying to catch up with time. And, you know, then there will be no stress. You will be very happy all the time. Mostly, yes.
Que si nosotros no tuviéramos que trabajar para el mundo, no tendríamos problemas, no tendríamos fricciones entre nosotros, porque no tendríamos que estar corriendo para hacer volantes y hacerlo todo.
Yes. Okay, huh? Any question?
¿Preguntas?
Tengo una
pregunta. Nosotros hacemos comida para, vegetariana para vender. Ahora yo sé que puedo ser vegetariana, pero ¿es malo que yo venda comida vegetariana a los demás?
Okay. She sells vegetarian, yeah, vegan food, but she's vegetarian. Okay. She wants to know if it's okay for her to keep making it to sell.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. It's okay. We have to accommodate the babies.
Está bien que nosotros tenemos que acomodar a los bebés.
Yes. If it's for me alone, I don't want to do nothing. No cooking, no loving hurt, no... No need anything, okay? We just eat simple like this, okay? Yes. But we do what we do, and then privately we keep simple, okay? Yeah?
Si fuera por mí, yo no me preocuparía por cocinar, ni tendría loving hearts, ni nada. Pero por el mundo lo tenemos que hacer.
For the others, huh?
Por los otros.
We have to also wait for them.
Nosotros tenemos que esperar.
We cannot drag them.
No los podemos arrastrar.
To fly with us, to run with us. You cannot drag the children to run with you.
No podemos intentar que los bebés corran con nosotros.
Mm-hmm. Like even if you're already a champion, you're fast running, you cannot drag a baby to run with you like that.
Así nosotros seamos campeones de carreras, nosotros no podemos coger a los bebés y arrastrarlos con nosotros.
If necessary, you have to carry him even, a little baby which you carry.
Tenemos que alzarlos como bebés.
Okay. For example, if you work in the construction, then you continue, huh? Don't say master, say simple living. Live in the open air or in the tent, then don't do any more building.
Si, por ejemplo, trabajan en construcción, no vayan a dejar de trabajar en construcción. No vayan a decir, ay, la maestra dijo que tengamos una vida simple y paramos nuestra vida.
Okay? All right. We have to go step by step with the progressive tempo of human race.
Nosotros tenemos que hacerlo paso a paso para construir el templo de la raza humana.
Master, as the planet evolves, our bodies must be changing, is that correct?
Yes.
When I eat cooked food, I feel very different now.
Yes, then don't. Yes. Try to change into a different diet to suit the present the vibration of your body as well as the vibration of the planet.
La hermana preguntó que así como el mundo está evolucionando, nuestro cuerpo también está evolucionando y ella ahora cuando come comida preparada, ella se siente enferma. Entonces la maestra está explicando que sí, que en realidad como va evolucionando, nuestro cuerpo también va cambiando. Entonces ya hay cosas que debemos eliminar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Masters, I didn't see a brother, sister, Halo. But one time, I inside my apartment, mm-hmm. and I want to have reflection from the sun.
Uh-huh.
And but there's a tree block in my sun.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, oh, I wish, you know, there is the tree be, you know, away so the sun can be
uh-huh.
to my.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly I see the hollow and the light.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to
in front of the tree.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh no, that's less a big tree.
Yeah, understand.
And I just wondering because I know that the trees have high level,
mm-hmm.
but how come I can see the hollows and the.
No, the sun come there to say hello to you. Yeah. The sun divide a part of himself because you say you wish you can see the sun.
Yeah.
And because the tree blocked it, so he just divided a little portion to show you. Okay, you love the sun so much. So the sun just show your appreciation and love to you. Okay? All right. But the tree also have hello. Yes? All the trees, the plants, everything emit light. And already scientifically proven by photo. Yes? Every plant have light around it. Every blade of grass have light around it. Flower, yeah, okay, you're blessed. Good. All right.
La hermana dice que ella vive en un apartamento en una planta alta, pero hay un árbol grande que le tapa el sol. De ella, a pesar de que ese árbol le tapa la visibilidad, ella siempre ve resplandores del sol y ella quiere entender qué es. Y la maestra le dice que el sol, como ella quiere tanto al sol y quiere que venga él, el sol viene a ella con los resplandores, que es una bendición, que todos los elementos tienen resplandor.
I don't remember specifically how you think with the breath. When you breathe in, does it have to be 10 seconds in, 10 seconds
no,
out?
No, it doesn't have to be like that. Just breathe in as deep as you can and out as deep as you can. And then as you go along, it gets deeper also. That's all. But be natural, okay? Do it whenever you remember, yeah? It's just like the protection name, yes. And maybe 20, 30, 50 times like that a day, it's fine. That's, you know, whenever you remember. Even one or two breaths, and then later another two, three breaths, you know? Very simple. Yeah, okay? Yeah. There are two ways to can breathe deeper and not deeper. Like you do like this, then it's not deep. But if you do like this, take longer. It's longer. But doesn't matter, as long as you can, okay? And then out as deep as you can. Just to change the air in the body, yeah, and refreshing all the chemistry and all the organs and the cells, yeah, to replenish with a fresh information, fresh nutrition, okay? Because the nutrition is also in the air, yeah? You see, the plants need air and sun and, you know, earth and water, and they're living big and strong, Elephant eat only vegetable, very strong, okay? Do not ever worry you don't have enough nutrition. Always have enough, okay? Just eat enough to live, all right? And the rest you can take in by air, sun, earth, okay? Yeah, plants, trees, all right? Animals, they're all blessing you, making you stronger and stronger every day. And then you don't even need food. Finally, okay? But if you want to eat, continue for pleasure, okay? But remember, we don't need it really. All right? Just remember that.
El hermano preguntó que si, cómo se hace la respiración, si 10 segundos expirando y 10 exhalando, entonces la maestra dice que no es necesario, que el cuerpo solo lo va a hacer, lo practiquemos el mayor número de veces que podamos. Entonces el cuerpo solo va, el aire tiene muchos nutrientes, igual que las plantas, los animales, todos necesitan el aire para nutrirse, igual cuando respiramos recibimos esos nutrientes.
Yeah, the more you're conscious of the blessing of the whole universe, the more you will receive it, and the stronger you become, spiritually, even physically, mentally, emotionally, psychically, psychologically, everything.
En el aire tenemos muchas bendiciones y entre más lo recibamos, más bendiciones vamos a tener hacia adentro para la conciencia, para la inconsciencia, para la parte espiritual.
Okay, just be conscious, be mindful, be mindful that you are blessed all the time in your life.
Que tengamos conciencia de que nosotros somos bendecidos todo el tiempo.
Every second of our life, we are blessed.
Cada segundo de nuestra vida.
By different sources of blessing.
Por diferentes fuentes de bendiciones.
Okay, be conscious, be aware, and be grateful.
Estemos conscientes, estemos alertas, y seamos agradecidos.
I'm glad you've grown up enough so that I can tell you more things.
A la maestra le alegra que hayamos crecido.
Yes, before, yeah, that I can tell them more things.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Master, the other day you were saying about the animals around us, they bless us, so they take all the negativity. So in my family, we've noticed that my dog always gets sick. For example, if I get a sore throat, he will be the same. And sometimes the sickness we were supposed to develop, he got it. So is there any way we can help for him not to suffer as much for our...
No, you can't do anything. He does it voluntarily. He's there for that.
La hermana preguntó, dice que hace poco la maestra habló cómo los animales
tienen toda la influencia nuestra. La hermana está contando que ella tiene un perrito y que cada vez que ella se enferma y le duele la garganta, su perrito también se enferma, que ella cómo pudiera evitar ese sufrimiento. La maestra está explicando que eso es algo que nosotros no podemos evitar, es algo que ellos escogen hacer para nosotros.
Don't worry, they're happy to do it.
Que no se preocupe, que él está feliz de hacerlo.
I'm also very sad now you mention it. I want to cry because my dogs does that. Not for me, but for the one who take care of them, the attendants.
Sometimes they don't treat them as good as I want.
Y algunas veces ellos no los tratan tan bien como yo quiero.
I have to even write a note that the dog or the animal, bless you, treat them like the way you would treat me.
Y ella tiene una nota grande donde les dice cómo ellos tienen que tratar a los animales, como que ellos los tienen que tratar como ellos deberían, como tratarían a la maestra.
But they don't capish.
Pero ellos no entienden.
They think they're helping the dog.
Ellos piensan que ellos están ayudando
a los perros. Helping me to take care of the dog.
Que están ayudando a la maestra a cuidar a los perros.
How ignorant.
Qué tan ignorante.
But I have to bear it. Sometimes I cry because I see the dog suffer.
Y a ella le duele, y alguna vez ella llora porque ella ve como los animales sufren.
They do it quietly, you know, quietly. No complaint, no boasting about it.
Ellos lo hacen calladamente, ellos no se quejan, no hacen escándalo.
Animals are very noble, very noble.
Los animales son muy nobles.
More than many of us, more than some of us.
Mucho más que nosotros, mucho más que algunos de nosotros.
It's a pity that humans don't understand it.
Es una tristeza que los humanos no entiendan esto.
That's why so much trouble, so much disasters in the world, because we are killing our benefactors. We're killing the source of blessing.
Por eso que hay tanto dolor, tantas catástrofes, tantos desastres, porque nosotros estamos matando a todos los seres que nos dan tantas bendiciones.
Think of my dogs. I want to cry.
Cuando la maestra piensa en sus perros, ella quiere llorar.
Because I'm sometimes too busy. I don't have enough time for them.
Porque ya alguna vez está muy ocupada y ya no tiene tiempo para ellos.
They were, they're always happy.
Está bien, son
felices. The only time they're not happy is that I'm not home.
El único momento que ellos no están felices es cuando yo no estoy en casa.
They're even happy when they're suffering, you know.
Ellos están felices aún cuando sufren.
As long as I'm with them.
Mientras yo esté con ellos.
And before they die, they look at me like, oh, so loving, so loving. I never see any human look at me in such a loving way.
Dice que aun cuando ellos mueren, el amor que le dan en la mirada, que ella nunca ha recibido de ningún otro ser humano, otro ser, ese amor.
And they love me 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Y me aman 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana.
Never one second not loving me.
No hay ni un segundo que ellos no me amen.
We can talk forever about the noble and loving qualities of animals.
Podemos hablar para siempre de las cualidades y los sentimientos nobles de los animales.
Whoever has animals as pets, as family members, they're really blessed. They're really lucky ones. Not the animals are lucky. You are lucky.
Quien sea que tenga animales, somos bendecidos. Los bendecidos no son los animales, ellos no son los que tienen suerte, somos nosotros los que tenemos suerte de tener animales.
También las plantas son muy, muy nobles y agradecen mucho el cariño que nosotros les damos. Yo tengo algunos, sembré unas semillas de papaya y los árboles tienen en varios hacemos así muchas papayas y luego más arriba también. Tienen flor más arriba y es muy poca tierra, pero sienten el cariño y lo agradecen mucho siempre.
¿Les hiciste usted esta oso planta de un nuevo
pie? Sí, sí.
La chica planta son papaya trees, and they grow beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they keep growing up and up and they give her beautiful flowers, beautiful papaya. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y nutren
en
cada diferente parte del mismo tronco.
And they grow from different parts. Of the same body, from the same tree,
Trees and plants also absorb your sickness, if you ask.
Los árboles y las plantas también absorben nuestras enfermedades.
Sometimes I'll ask. They do.
Y ellos, nosotros no necesitamos preguntar, ellos lo hacen.
That's why when you go into the forest, they call it forest bathing, you know, they go walking around the forest, you feel better, more energized, yeah, and more relaxed. And
algunas veces cuando caminamos a través de los bosques y dice que nosotros nos sentimos muy relajados y muy felices y que no nos damos cuenta.
All the stress is just going.
Que toda la tensión se va.
That they absorb.
Porque el bosque absorbe todo por nosotros.
And then return positive energy for you.
Y nos devuelve toda la energía positiva.
If you don't treat the tree or plants well, they also sad and they die.
Si nosotros no tratamos bien los árboles, ellos también se ponen tristes y mueren.
If you treat them well, they grow and grow.
Si los tratamos bien, ellos crecen
and love. With love, then they grow and grow. I told you the story when I was in the New York temple. I give nothing, just water or tea water, and they grow and grow and all over them. And from this little plant like this, it has been there for many years, and just like this. And then after I transplanted and put in my room, and of course I meditate. I don't meditate especially for the tree to grow. Just take care and love every day, and then they grow all over the house, and I have to, you know, trim them, put outside for people to take away, and they keep growing and growing.
Donde la maestra vivió, ella sembró una planta muy pequeñita, y ella simplemente la cuidaba. Ella no lo hizo con el propósito de tener muchas otras plantas, pero ya ella la sacó de donde estaba, el cuarto donde ella vivía y meditaba, y lo trasplantó, y de ahí siguió creciendo y creciendo, y tuvo que empezar a darle a todo el mundo de esas plantas.
They love master sports very much.
Huh?
Plants love master sports.
Yes. How you know? You have experience?
Yes, yes. Can I tell?
I have a story.
I used to have two herbs. One is lavender. We got two for our wedding, you know, gift, anniversary. Mm-hmm. And the other one was growing quite nicely. And the lavender was kind of always weak. It's getting weaker and weaker. So when I look at that, why is it so weak? Ugly, you know? And I'm always thinking like that, because it's even though I give water, and it's just weaker and weaker. So I look for the authorities.
Ask. Advice, right?
Yeah, advice. And they said, oh, you know, we can't help it. It's already too weak. Throw it away. Yeah, too weak.
Throw away. Yes.
Throw away. So I decide to, you know, throw it away, that plant. Mm-hmm. I put it in the car and then drive to the mountain. And then on the way, the plant told me, I don't want to die.
Yeah?
I suddenly hear, this first time I heard, I don't want to die. So I look back, you know. So I said, okay, if you don't want to die, okay, I will get after you. So I bring it back, you know, quite big, and then bring it back to the apartment. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, if you don't want that, you have to make effort. Okay, I will love you more. So I put in a nice spot where the breeze come in and nice sun. Mm-hmm. Every day when I give water, I turn on the master's voice, you know, next to it, and then I give water, okay, I love you, you look nice. Every day I talk like that. Mm-hmm. And that year, that lavender bloomed.
Oh,
amazing. That I know that they have something, you know, to that nature too.
Yeah.
And normally, when I go away, my husband turn off the chanting, and then when I come back, they complain. Complain to me. Oh, he turn off the, you know, the master's
the
voice.
Live by the voice.
They love that. Yeah. So I think anyone who wants to grow things, maybe turn on your voice.
they also like very much. Yeah, that was my experience. I didn't have voice or nothing. And just give water and love, you know. Not deliberately even. I just give water because I feel it's so pitiful. 5 years in the temple and only like this and yellow and very thin, you know. But
He grows big like this, branches all over the room. I have to move out to the bigger room, still growing up, so big. So I said, we have to divide, okay? You okay with that? And then people will take you, part of you home, and you will make many more people happy, okay? And then I trim it, you know, I put it in different parts, grow root, and then different part, and I put it outside. Then for people pass by, they take. So fast. You know, imagine, first it's like this only, and like this long, this tall, you know, about my hand tall, that's it. And so thin, like my little finger, even smaller than that, and yellow, and in a small little pot, you know. 5 years, I asked how long it's planting here, 5 years, just stay like that. But I plant him in a bigger pot now, of course, now. I take earth from the garden and give it to him, and some dry leaves from the garden, and then put in some water. And whenever the temple drink tea and it's left over, I dilute it and water him. That's all. And I grow and grow and grow. So big, so big. Yeah, like a jungle in my room. Can't even go in, so I have to move him out. And divide them so that it can, you know, develop elsewhere. Yeah, good, eh?
Yeah.
But still, you need to give, you know, nutrition, compost,
yes,
or stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Practical love, you know?
Yeah, they even tell me, okay, some spot has more sun without your voice, and some spot has less sun with your voice. They prefer with your voice less.
Make
flower more than you know the sunspots.
Oh,
bloom more. And one plant, they say it's not supposed to bloom flower, but you know with your chanting, they bloom. They make flowers.
Wrong season?
No, I think that I forgot the name of the herb.
Why not supposed to bloom?
So well, some plants, it's like a male, doesn't bloom.
Ah, the male, bloom.
Yeah,
and they still bloom.
They still bloom. That kind of the coriander, not coriander, what kind of name?
Okay, whatever.
Doesn't bloom.
That kind of plant.
Yeah, and then
bloom.
I moved the because the plant asked me to move next to the radio, you know, the cassette. Cassette player where your poetry or chanting coming out. It was nearby, and they said he likes it better. Less than, but I can hear Master's voice. So I moved the like red side is less than. And then I moved there, and then it bloomed that year.
Less than, but no problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bloom.
Yeah.
Male bloom?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's a plant, a male, some plant, a female.
Yeah, yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You have been watching Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Friday for the conclusion of Simplify Life, a way to improve our spiritual practice, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Models of Success, right after Noteworthy News. May you enjoy the divine blessings that Mother Earth shares generously with each and every one of us.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.